Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Brian.
Tom.
John.
I'll be playing the part of the computer by reading the text generated by the game, and my co-host will feed me commands as we try to get through today's adventure. Today, we'll be continuing The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, created by Douglas Adams and Steve Merzetsky. Don't panic.
Switch.
A mist spins round your head. You fall into what seems like a bottomless pit. Suddenly, you hit the bottom so hard that you wish it had been bottomless. Dark.
Look!
Hilltop. You're on a hilltop overlooking the sea village of Festeron. To the south stands the Festeron Post Office. It's a little brick building with a neatly trimmed lawn. The post office door stands invitingly open. Roads run down the hill to the east and west. There is a signpost nearby. Somebody inside the post office is calling you. Okay, what do you want to do now?
Enter the post office?
Wait a minute, where's the post office relative to us? Oh, it's to the south, okay.
Yeah,
so
south.
We're north a bit. So go south?
Post office. This is the lobby of the Festeron post office. The walls are lined with small, private mailboxes and wanted posters. A service computer runs along the entire length of the room. Your boss, Mr. Crisp, is behind the service counter reading other people's postcards. Mr. Crisp hides the postcards away as you enter. Where have you been? He barks angrily. Daydreaming again, huh? I've been looking everywhere for you. Your score just went up by 1 point. Your total score is 1 out of 100. What next?
Look at wanted posters? Just out of curiosity.
Wanted for impersonating a storyteller, Professor Brian Moriarty. Mr. Crisp reaches under the service counter and pulls out a mysterious envelope. We just got this special delivery, he snarls, tosses it onto the service counter. I want you to drop it off right away, and that means now. What next?
Take envelope.
Brian Moriarty, a writer on this?
Well, Moriarty's the evil villain of Sherlock Holmes, isn't it?
The brother, is it?
Oh, maybe. No. Oh, does he have a... I don't think he has a brother in this.
Where
Moriarty
are we?
Moriarty Holmes?
No. Holmes's brother is Mycroft, I think his name is.
Oh, Mycroft.
Or something like that. Yep. Mycroft.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was important.
The only thing I remember is that he was played by Stephen... Someone?
Moffat?
Not Moffat. No. Someone in the Sherlock Holmes, like, Robert Downey Jr. movies. I forget his last name.
Oh, no. Stephen Moffat, I think, played him in the television series.
Fry. Stephen Fry.
Ah.
No, Stephen Moffat, I think, wrote... Anyway.
But Stephen Fry played the character in the Sherlock Holmes series.
And I think Stephen Moffat played the character in the television series.
The Cumberbatch one?
Yeah.
Wait, Stephen Moffat, the writer? The producer?
Yeah, I think he wrote, produced Sherlock Holmes and then played that character. I think the guy who produces, what's it called? Doctor Who, yeah, it's that same guy.
Doctor, what's it called?
Doctor, what's it called? It's
copyright.
Close to Doctor Who. It could be a synonym of Doctor Who.
Third base. Envelope taken. Your score just went up by 5 points. Your total score is 6 out of 100. Mr. Crisp drums his fingers on the service counter impatiently. Get going, dummy. The magic shop closes at 5 o'clock. What next?
So we entered from the north. So can we...
By the way, it was played by Mark Gaddis. It really bugged me that you said Steve
Moffat. Oh, Mark Gaddis. Okay. But isn't he also a writer?
You're right. He is the executive producer, co-creator, and writer of Sherlock.
Yeah. I thought it was one of the writers. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
All right. How about the Lucy Liu one?
All right. Let's go.
Poor audience.
Should we go north? Get back to the hilltop?
I should probably make a map, I guess.
As you leave the post office, somebody slams and locks the door behind you. Hilltop, what next?
We have a west and east option. Can we look? What is our look function in this game?
Hilltop, you're on a hilltop overlooking the seaside village of Festeron. To the south stands the Festeron post office. It's a little brick building with a neatly trimmed lawn. The post office door is closed. Roads run down the hill to the east and west. There is a signpost nearby. What next?
Can we read signpost?
There are two arrows on the signpost. The arrow pointing west says, "To Cemetery." The east arrow is marked, "To Festerham." What next?
I'm going to guess we go east, right?
I don't know where the magic
shop is. Unless you want to go to the cemetery.
I would say go east because that's the probably where the magic strap is.
We want to give John a second? You want a second here, John?
No. Give John a
second. Are you typing your name, John?
I literally didn't do anything at this point.
There we go.
Yeah. I think
No. It's not. It's telling me where you are, and I thought you were.
So who did play the brother on the Lucy Liu?
Was it a brother?
Was there a brother to Sherlock and a Lucy Liu one?
It could be a sister, right? Because wasn't... Oh, no. Lucy Liu was Watson?
She was Watson, yeah.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. It looked terrible.
Wow.
It looked better than the Robert Downey Jr. one.
Yeah, it kind of looked better than the Robert Downey Jr.
one. I love that one. That one's so good. The sequel one, Game of Shadows, perfect. I'm not dealing with that slander here. It is such a good movie. Such a good duology. I will not
I know.
Get that. Either.
I'll fight by doing deduction.
This is a Talking Pictures trivia.
I've tried to watch that first movie so many times. I fall asleep within minutes. I don't know if I can get to the opening.
The second one is so much better than the first one.
Really? The fight scene is stupid. It's really stupid.
It's so silly, but I love it. It's Rice Ephens. I don't even know his guy's name. Ephens is the guy from Lucy Liu.
East, huh?
East.
We're going east.
Is there a map being built right now?
There is. I'll put the link in the chat. You want me to put the link
please,
in the...
Yeah.
He's the lizard from The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, him. Yeah, he was in a lot of the, like, Notting Hill and those films.
I love those films. I'm not going to apologize for...
I like Notting Hill a lot also.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the Shaw films, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Notting Hill.
It's a good movie. Underrated.
Laura Linney. She was cute.
She's not in Notting Hill, but yeah, I think she was cute.
Which one is she in?
She was in the one where there's 16. Love Actually. She's in Love Actually.
Yeah.
She's
Love Actually was really good. I like Love Actually a lot.
I've learned to appreciate Love Actually. I'm not the biggest fan, but I think Notting Hill is their better film.
Eight is a lot of legs, David.
So we're outside the cottage.
We're waiting for the map to be drawn on you.
The road turns north towards the village.
So, Brian, I recommend 50% for the zoom on the map.
It is.
And bends upward.
Okay. Ready again. Outside cottage. You're outside the cottage of Miss Voss, the town librarian. The road turns north towards the village and bends upward to the summit of Post Office Hill. As you approach the cottage, you are greeted by the tiniest poodle you've ever seen in your entire life. It charges across the street, yapping angrily and showing its sharp little teeth. You can smell the poodle's hot breath as it yaps at you. What's next?
Kick the poodle.
I'm about to say that.
There, yes!
Really? That's what we're doing? Audience, skip ahead if you don't want to see this.
I don't want to see
Animal
it either.
Abuse.
Are you kidding? The poodle is mean. The poodle glares at you through eyes red with hatred. What next?
Okay, this game is amazing.
So what do we have in our inventory?
You are holding a mysterious envelope. You can hear the poodle's sharp little teeth snapping as it nips your heels. What next?
Enter cottage?
The poodle won't let you near the cottage. The poodle circles you warily, snarling and growling with menace. You won't see what's next prompt anymore.
Oh.
Why would they
Who
do
is
that?
The lady? The lady was the librarian. What was her name? Mrs. Voss?
Voss.
Yeah, Miss Voss, yep.
Can we say, speak to Miss Voss, Mrs. Voss? Help?
Check your dog.
You can't see Miss Voss here.
What if we go west and then we go the other way? Maybe it's like we have to grab something.
Approach him in the back.
The poodle yaps a threat as you back away. Hilltop.
Okay, actually, let's look at the envelope. Can we examine envelope? We haven't done that.
You'll find the envelope inside your Wishbringer backpack.
Open Wishbringer backpack?
Sorry, this story doesn't know the word package.
That's fine. I don't think it's something we're going to be.
Okay. I suppose go west.
Outside cemetery. You're standing next to an open iron gate that leads west into the Festeren Cemetery. A road runs east to the top of Post Office Hill.
Okay, hear me out. We get a bone. We pick up a bone.
That's really good.
Desecrate some graves. Yes.
It's better than kicking the dog.
Can we enter cemetery?
The cemetery is a fearful place. Are you sure you want to go in there? Please type yes or no.
Yes.
Yes.
You have been warned. Creepy corner. You're in a creepy corner of the Festeren Cemetery, surrounded by silent tombstones. An iron gate opens to the east, and a narrow lane wanders north.
Can we look around?
Is it the same direction?
Examine.
Creepy corner. You're in a creepy corner of the Festeren Cemetery, surrounded by silent tombstones.
Can we examine tombstones?
The lettering is too faded to read clearly.
Okay, so there's a north way, right? Do we want to go north?
Sure.
Sure.
Spooky, how do you say that? It's not corpse. Cops?
Copes.
Copes? Speaky copes. Spooky copes. A copse of willow trees makes this part of the cemetery look really spooky.
A narrow small group lanes. Of trees is copes. All right.
Oh, there it is.
New word. New word.
Brought to you by narrow lanes wander south and west. There's an open grave nearby, freshly dug, with a tombstone erected next to it. An old gravedigger is resting under a willow tree. The gravedigger nods a greeting as you approach.
How do we distract the gravedigger so we can desecrate the grave? I think you were right. I think you were dead right.
we had to go grab a bone to give the dog the bone. Can we
talk to the old gravedigger?
Yeah. What do we say to him?
Hi, sir. Do we have a bone?
The gravedigger notices the mysterious envelope you're holding. That's a mighty mysterious looking envelope you've got there, he says. Let's have a look at it.
Yes.
The gravedigger doesn't respond. He seems to be a bit hard of hearing. Sure would like to get a closer look at that mysterious envelope.
Give gravedigger envelope.
The gravedigger peers at the address on the mysterious envelope. Hmm, he mutters, handing it back to you. Could have sworn I buried that old woman years ago. You are again holding the mysterious envelope. Gotta go, says the gravedigger, picking up his shovel. See you soon. The old man ambles away to the west.
All right, can we inspect grave? Examine grave?
It's 6 feet deep and freshly dug. You can see an old bone inside.
Oh my god. Take bone!
You can't reach the bone from here. The open grave is too deep.
Go into grave.
Open grave. You're at the bottom of an open grave, surrounded by 6-foot walls of dirt. There's an old bone here.
Get bone.
Bone taken. Your score just went up by 1 point. Your total is 7 out of 100.
Ooh.
Go up?
With great difficulty, you manage to climb out of the open grave. Spooky copes.
Okay, so we gotta go south, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Creepy corner.
Go east?
Whew. That cemetery sure is spooky. Outside cemetery.
Go east?
Hilltop.
Go east again, right?
Yep.
Outside cottage. An angry poodle is blocking your path.
Beat poodle with bone? I mean, give poodle the bone.
The poodle tests the old bone with its tongue, lies down, and begins to gnaw on it, keeping a red eye on you. Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total score is 10 out of 100.
Now we're 10th the way through the game.
Mm-hmm.
Enter cottage.
The poodle won't let you near the cottage.
Oh, come on.
We can go north?
The poodle yaps a threat as you back away. Rotary South. This is the south side of the Festeren Rotary. A road branches south towards Post Office Hill. The Festeren Public Library, famous for its museum of local historic artifacts, stands proudly on the nearby corner. Miss Voss, the town librarian, is locking the library door as you approach. Just the person I was looking for, she exclaims, smiling brightly.
Can we ask, why was she looking for us?
I don't have time right now, she replies. Miss Voss retrieves a violet slip of paper from the depths of her purse. Be a sweetie and give this note to your dear boss, Mr. Crisp, she coos, holding the note out to you. I'd be ever so much obliged.
Take note.
Note taken. Your score just went up by 3 points. Your total is 13 out of 100. Miss Voss hurries away down the street. Thanks, toodaloo.
Okay, can we look around? I'm not sure where the exits are.
A road branches south towards Post Office Hill.
Never eat shredded wheat. Where to go first?
Do you want to enter the library? Unless it's locked.
The library door is closed.
Open door?
You can't do that. It's locked.
We've already stolen a bone out of a grave. What's the next step? Breaking and entering?
I feel like that's the step before you desecrate graves.
Oh. I've been doing it all wrong.
Actually, can we examine the piece of paper she gave us?
It's a folded sheet of pale violet paper, sealed with a dab of library paste. The name Corky is beautifully handwritten on the outside.
Do we go south and back into the post office?
Should we do that without... I guess we could do that.
Outside cottage. An angry poodle is blocking your path.
Give you a bone.
Wait a minute. If we go back this way, are we blocked from exploring the other cardinal directions at the rotary?
Because we don't have a bone for the dog.
Yeah, we got to keep desecrating graves every time we go past the librarian's house. This game is just a...
You know, that's always been a problem with small towns, is the amount of bones taken from the graves.
Yeah.
The best part about Ohio is...
It's just a disturbing way of recycling. That's what this game is about.
What is necromancy but recycling?
That's a good observation. I have now new words of wisdom to live by. So my vote is I want to explore the rotary area a little more.
Let's go back, I think. I understand down there.
Rotary South.
Go east.
Rotary East. You're on the east side of the Festeran Rotary. A street branches off to the east towards the bay. On the corner nearby stands a charming little movie theater. Showtimes and admission prices are listed on a schedule near the closed entrance. And a marquee announces the current feature.
Kind of like this town.
Read marquee.
The marquee shows an outline of your mean old boss, Mr. Crisp, triumphantly stepping on the face of a helpless mail clerk. Underneath are the words, "Have you delivered the envelope yet?" in big red letters.
Wow.
Can we enter the movie theater?
The movie theater is closed.
Do we want to go east to the bay?
Down by the bay. Sure.
Pleasure Wharf. You're standing near the entrance to Pleasure Wharf, the town's most popular tourist attraction. The wharf extends eastwards into Festeran Bay, and a tidal beach curves north along the shore. To the south stands a ramshackle old building. Colorful lights, curious electric sounds, and a neon sign beckons you through the open entrance. A big mailbox is nearby.
Gotta go there. Sounds like a lot of fun.
And examine mailbox?
The big mailbox seems ordinary enough.
Should we go in the building?
Should we put the envelope in the mailbox?
We had to go deliver that to somebody, though, right?
Oh, the mailman will deliver that. Oh, look, we're the mailman. I think the envelope, not the note.
It's an endless loop.
Yeah.
But the big mailbox isn't open.
Open mailbox?
Okay, the big mailbox is open.
Put envelope in mailbox?
Done. The lid of the big mailbox squeaks and snaps shut with a clang.
All right. That was amazing. Now, I'm worried that if we do too much and achieve too much, but shouldn't have done this.
Well, it didn't give us any points.
Yeah, that's a good point. Did we already screw up?
Actually, well, we know to get back into the mailbox. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. We'll
probably reopen the mailbox.
Can we open the mailbox and take the thing out?
Okay, the big mailbox is now open. You can't reach into the big mailbox. The lid of the big mailbox squeaks and snaps shut with a clang.
Uh-oh.
So one thing I might suggest, just to try it out, is I know we want to explore north and east, but if we go back to the post office to drop off that letter to Mr. Crisp or Crusp or whatever, then we can test out if the dog is something we can pass again and then just go back to our safe spot. What do you guys think of that?
Should we load the save now?
What do you guys think of that? My worry is that if we keep exploring and actually find point-worthy things and don't have the envelope.
Okay, let's go west.
Rotary east.
Oh, yeah, west is going back. Do we want to go forward, though?
I thought you literally just said, can we go back to
the... No, I thought if we didn't have the envelope, we could test if we could get past the dock again. Okay, so that would be west. west, south, west.
Park. You're standing in a circular park, surrounded by the Fester and Rotary. Walks converge from four directions on a shallow marble fountain, filled with sparkling water. A statue stands in the middle of the fountain.
If we went, no, we're Rotary East. If we go east, that should take us back to Pleasure Wharf, shouldn't it?
Rotary East.
Okay, so there's a park between Rotary South and Rotary East.
Can we go north?
Rotary North. This is the northern side of the Fester and Rotary. The road leads north, towards the river. On the corner stands a quaint village church. Its little white steeple is straight out of a country postcard. The church door stands invitingly open.
It's inviting us in. Should we go into the church?
You want to go into the church?
After desecrating a grave? Sounds like a good idea.
Church. You're standing inside a beautiful old church. The aisles are diffused with rich colored light streaming in through the stained glass windows. A lighted candle is visible in a nook near the exit.
Let's go to the nook.
Yeah. Yeah. Enter sure. Nook. Examine nook.
Sorry, but this story doesn't recognize the word nook.
I just said it.
Take candle.
A voice from above solemnly proclaims, "Thou shall not steal." As you look around the empty church, a little white mouse scurries across the floor and disappears.
Examine church.
Church. You're standing inside a beautiful old church. The aisles are diffused with rich colored light streaming in through the stained glass windows. There's a candle providing light. Here.
I guess we should just leave.
What if we blow out the candle?
Strange. Despite your best efforts, the candle flame stubbornly refuses to go out. It's 4 o'clock. Better hurry. The magic shop closes in less than an hour.
Oh, that's right. That's where we are now, right?
Leave church.
Rotary North.
Okay. If we examine, do we lose a minute?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Rotary North.
Go south?
Park.
Interesting.
Okay, so that goes to the park. And the park is not Rotary South.
Oh, go south again?
Rotary South.
The park is in the center, so it's like Rotary North, South, yeah. East, and West, and the middle is the
yeah,
park.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I got it now.
I did too.
Let me rewrite this.
Yeah, some crazy lines.
So we can go from Rotary South. If we go east, we go to Rotary East, but if we go east from the park, we also go to Rotary East.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That makes so there's two ways. Okay. So that's just okay. And so if we go west from here, we also go to a park or no? What's west?
Rotary West. You're on the west side of Fester and Rotary. A street branches west towards the lake. The police station stands on the nearby corner. It's a modest little building with a sign over the open entrance.
Okay, so this is clearly not a magic shop, as it is a police station. Do we want to go west towards the lake?
Lake Edge. You're on the sandy shore of a lake. A road heads east towards the village, and another runs north along the edge of the lake. Looking south, you can see a closed iron gate leading to the Fester and Cemetery. Misty Island, its outline, shrouded in fog, is visible far across the water. You can see a circular pile of leaves near the edge of the lake. Somebody has scrawled a message in the sand next to the pile of leaves.
Creepy. Let's read the message.
The scrawled message in the sand reads, "Do not disturb."
Disturb the leaves.
Are you sure you want to disturb that pile of leaves?
Absolutely.
There's an old saying about curiosity.
Kills the poodle.
Yes or no? Oh, jeez.
Yes. Second. Yes. Hey!
Moving the pile of leaves reveals a deep, narrow pit in the sand. It appears to be a trap of some kind. The leaves blow away in the breeze. Your score went down by 10 points.
What?
Your total score is 3 out of 100.
That's for sure.
Can we examine pit? Examine trap?
The pit is more than 5 feet deep.
Okay, we got to get this envelope delivered.
So we can lose points in this game?
Clearly.
What the?
So we went from completing 10% of it to 3.
It's probably really what happened is that we can only get up to 90 now. It's probably not even like it's high 13 out of 90, not 3 out of 100, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the max can get us perfectly.
Okay, so we can go north. South takes us back to the cemetery, probably. North does something that we haven't done. Do you want to go north? Do you want to inspect the pit?
How did we get here?
So John went west from the park to Rotary West, and then west to Edge of Lake.
Got it.
Do we have to put a spot for Misty Mountain, Misty Island?
Don't talk about Misty Mountain.
Misty Mountain Hop. What was that for? Oh, was you played that the first time?
Yeah, The Hobbit, yeah.
Audience, check out season one for the horrors of the Misty Mountain.
And then listen to some Zeppelin.
All right. So we have north, east, or south. South, it looks like it takes us back to the cemetery. North does something. East does something. Apparently we can't get to the island and probably don't need to right now. So guys, what do you want? I think it's a die throw, right? Do we go north or east?
We go north.
Go north.
River outlet. This is where the lake empties into the Festeren River. A road leads south along the edge of the lake and bends east to follow the riverbank. A narrow trail leads upward to the top of Lookout Hill.
And we were at the river before, right? Or the lake before.
Lake edge, yeah, which we is if we go south, I guess we go to the lake edge. Do you want to go up? I feel like this is not where the magic shop is.
Lookout Hill. You're standing at the summit of a high, barren hill. Looking east, you can see Festeren Village nestled among the trees. A narrow trail winds down the north side of the hill towards the river. Crowning the hill is the stump of what must have been a very large and majestic oak tree. A horseshoe is lying in the grass near the stump.
Take horseshoe?
Pick up horseshoe, yeah. Not sure we need it, but...
Horseshoe taken.
Do we want to keep doing? I mean, we are almost out of time, right? In terms of...
Oh, we have, no, we have 47 minutes. We're good.
Yeah, okay. Do we want to go north?
River outlet.
Oh, wait, that's just where we came from. So the whole point of this seemed to be to get a...
Horseshoe.
We couldn't have gone east, I'm guessing. We could just look east. We have a horseshoe. My guess is the thing that we need to get to is not here because we've seemed to be in a loop. So we could check out more Rotary stuff. I don't think we've explored Rotary North, the appendages off of there. And we haven't explored Pleasure Wharf, either the north or the east direction there. I think we've explored everything else, except more of the cemetery, but that might also be able to hold. I don't know, what do you guys think? I mean, my vote, let's see, Pleasure Wharf would be how many moves?
One, two, three, four, five.
I got five, yeah. Yeah, which puts us to
420. Northward.
Let's just try. Like, we can always reload. We made a bunch of mistakes anyway. Thinking... We lost 10 points, so.
Yeah, we're thinking too much.
We can get those 10 points back really quickly.
So let's go south.
Lake edge.
Let's go west. Or east.
You'd probably drown in the lake if you went that way.
Yeah, east.
Rotary west.
Then we go east again.
Yeah.
Park.
East.
Rotary east.
East one more time.
Yep.
Pleasure Wharf. A big mailbox is nearby.
Let's go. No, this is where we can go north or south, right? Because if we go east again, we're in the water.
Yeah, I think if we go east, I think east is an open thing.
Yeah, so
I think west takes us back Rotary. I think it's north and east.
Let's try north. We might be able to go south.
Tidal pool. You're on a damp stretch of sand that extends north towards Festeren Point and south to the Pleasure Wharf. A large conch sail is lying in the sand at your feet.
Pick up the shell.
Listen to it.
Shell taken. A tiny voice in the conch shell that sounds like your mean old boss, Mr. Chris, rumbles, "Don't just stand there. Deliver."
Okay.
Don't just stare at it.
Go north?
Lighthouse. This is where the river empties into Festeren Bay. A beach follows the shore of the bay to the south, and a path leads west along the riverbank. A miniature lighthouse, barely 10 feet high, stands blinking on the shore nearby. Perched on top of the lighthouse is a pelican, watching you through half-closed eyelids.
It's a lot going on right here.
Mahito! Mahito! Your mother. Sorry, I just got off avoiding the heron. It's a heron, not a pelican. God dang it.
I love when John tries not to curse.
Oh, tartar sauce.
It's so much more funny to me than cursing. I want to do something to the pelican.
Pelican.
Feed pelican salt. No.
What?
Why? I stopped at the poodle.
That's all about killing.
Do
things.
We want to just keep charging forward to try and get this delivery in time?
Yeah. Let's go north again. See what happens. Enter your lighthouse.
Oh, rice, not salt. That's what it is. They can eat rice, right?
I'm thinking of freaking pigeons. Birds. You're thinking of like. I don't think it's pigeons. It's something else. Doves. You're thinking of doves.
Oh, in this episode, Brian incompetently tries to kill a pelican.
Using salt. Using salt by the sea salt shores.
Brian is extremely cruel to animals, but he's also completely incompetent in being cruel. So the balance.
Every day he goes towards the beach to feed salt to the pelicans.
Damn you, Warren. Die.
And they enjoy it very much and thank him. He's a god in their culture, and he doesn't realize it.
He has this delicious chicken dinner in front of him. Hey, can you please pass the rice?
All right.
There aren't any entrances or opening to the lighthouse.
Go north?
You'd probably drown in the river if you went that way.
Go west and south. West, yeah.
Rocky path. You're on a rocky path that runs east and west along the banks of the Festeren River. A dense, impenetrable forest borders the south edge of the path.
My thought is, like, worst case, we just figure out where everything is, and then we.
Yeah, that seems to be this episode is diagramming.
Yeah.
East and west, so that probably means east goes back to the lighthouse. Do we want to try south?
Yeah, let's try south.
I know what it's in.
You can't enter the impenetrable forest.
The forest of Mirkwood. Let's go west again.
Well, if this was another game, we could try to do south, 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 south until it's
that's exactly my plan.
So we went west and we're where?
South of Bridge. This is the south side of a covered bridge that spans the Festeren River. Paths lead off to the east and west, and a road leads south to the village.
Go south, maybe?
Rotary north.
I knew it. Sweet. Okay.
Oh, very good.
Yep.
Cool. All right.
Perfect.
So we have to get back to Pleasure Wharf and go the other direction to see what's down there.
Do we want to? Do you want to keep going north on the bridge and stuff?
So when we went south, we were south of the bridge. When we went south, we never crossed the bridge? Or am I thinking too hard?
I think you're right. I think when you were south of bridge, if you looked north, you would have seen the bridge. So like,
yeah.
You were on a plot of land.
Like, this is the bridge, and then we went to the bracket path.
Mm-hmm. So then we went south and ended up in Rotary North. Okay. So that kind of gives us most of a loop.
Yeah. Loopy loop and pull, and shoes are looking cool.
Yeah, and this kind of makes the geography here seems to make sense, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is very
actually. Yeah, they actually made a map and made it that way.
I did look like up the game just to be like, I wonder if there's like a manual with stuff, and I think the manual has like a very not the complete map, but like essentially the same mapping.
Yeah, it's kind of like a hand drawn. Like it doesn't have the actual places, but.
But like you can see the part, you can see north, south, east, and west. You can see the wharf. You can see the bridge.
So we're at Rotary North, an area is there a south of the post office? That's an area we haven't. I don't know if there's outlets.
Oh, it seems like there's got to be, right? I feel like we're playing a game of Scrabble in the upper right hand quadrant.
We didn't look north of the hilltop, and we haven't gone south of the post office, though there might not be a north or south in either case. Well, Lake Edge takes us south to the cemetery. The other thing is, we haven't gone east with Pleasure Wharf either, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was saying. Do you want to go back and explore?
Yeah, I want to do that.
The direction.
Yeah, sure. East on Pleasure Wharf, which.
So if
we got 30 more moves before 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and that seems, yeah.
Honestly, we could restart this game.
Rotary East. It's 4:30. Better hurry. The magic shop closes in less than half an hour.
Where's the magic shop?
That's what I think we're trying to find out right now.
Yeah, that's the whole puzzle.
Maybe it's down by Pleasure Wharf.
Yes.
So if we go east again, we're at Pleasure Wharf.
Pleasure Wharf. A big mailbox is nearby.
Go south.
Video arcade. This old building is home to the... This old building is the home of a sleazy arcade, lined with coin-op video games. The machines are all deserted and quiet, except for one in the corner that emits a feeble waka waka sound. A sign on the wall says, all games, one token.
Oh, I gotta go play him.
I feel like playing the waka waka.
It'd be so funny if they somehow got packed in.
Waka 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 waka. That's like a Fozzie Bear. Waka mm-hmm. waka.
You don't need to use the word waka waka to finish this story.
Play a game?
How do you intend to do that?
Okay.
Can we find tokens on the ground? Can we buy tokens? Can we?
You don't see any tokens here.
All right, let's. We probably have to find it somewhere else.
Where are our? There's no exits listed.
Probably north.
Well, north would take us back to Pleasure Wharf, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Does it tell? What do you think it would tell us what the game is, or just says Waka Waka? It's not.
I think we know what the game is. I think we know what the game is.
So you think it is a paying homage?
Yeah. I think it's probably likely that there's some coin somewhere else, so we have to grab.
So just keep going. Do you want to keep? We went south to get here, right? Or did we go north to get here? No, we went south.
South.
Do you want to keep going south?
There's no exit that way.
North. That's like, should be back where we get to. But
I'm yeah, sure. that's Pleasure Bay.
Pleasure Wharf. A big mailbox is nearby.
Go east.
Wharf's end. The sea-worn planks of Festeran Pleasure Wharf end abruptly a few feet to the east. You're surrounded by blue, sparkling waters of Festeran Bay. Apparently, a careless fisherman has just left the wharf, for lying on the planks is a little seahorse, its gills moving in and out with its dying gasps. The seahorse looks at you with moist, frightened eyes.
Jeez.
Put seahorse in ocean?
You don't seem to be holding the seahorse.
Pick up seahorse.
Seahorse taken. The seahorse opens and closes its little mouth pathetically.
Put the seahorse in the ocean.
You don't need to use the word seahorse. Hang on.
Seahorse.
Oops, I'm still missing stuff here.
Seahorse.
Oh, you have. Oh,
okay. It's a horse of multiple seas.
Wait a minute. What the horse is seahorse.
I'm the horse of the seas, not one.
Seahorse by seashore by seashore.
I live in the Atlantic and the Pacific.
I'm a seahorse.
I do both.
I put seahorse in ocean.
In the summer, I'm in the Atlantic.
Sometimes I... splash! The seahorse floats without moving for a few anxious moments. Then it springs suddenly to life, circling and splashing joyfully in the waves. Before it swims away, it looks up at you with an unmistakable expression of gratitude.
Oh, that's wholesome.
It's actually a horsey from Pokemon.
Okay.
I feel good about myself now.
I don't see any exits here, right?
Go north?
You probably drown in the bay if you went that way.
Go south.
You'd probably drown in the bay if you went that way.
Go east.
You'd probably drown in the bay.
Drown in the bay. Nowhere else we can go.
Go west.
Yep.
Pleasure Wharf. A big mailbox is nearby.
I don't have any other unexplored areas.
Not here. If we
can only use the cardinal directions, right? There's no north.
West.
There's only up for Lookout Hill.
Can we go back to west?
Rotary east.
Go north?
Rotary north.
Go north?
South of bridge.
Let's go west first.
River outlet.
Okay, so that was the river outlet that we were at before.
Where's the river outlet? Oh, I see. So if we go west.
So we have to go north.
Go east?
No, I'm an idiot.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. South of bridge. Like, okay. General John or just in this specific time?
I didn't say I was an idiot.
No, you I'm
said
an
it's
idiot.
Okay that Brian.
You said just. No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant like, no, you're not an idiot. Like, I didn't mean it like you're an idiot. I meant like it's okay. I'm just thinking I lost.
Stupid. You amuse us. It's
look,
fine.
Look, your words, not mine.
All right. So we've gone. If we go, wait, did South take us to South of Bridge?
So we're South of Bridge right now.
We're South of Bridge right now.
No. Oh, we're on South of. No, that's what I'm saying. Does South take us to the Rotary North? Yes, it does. Right. So can we go? North. And we've gone west.
Well, that's what I meant. Right. Go north from South of Bridge.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I thought you meant north from River Outlet.
Oh, no. I didn't realize you guys jumped ahead of me. Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine. I thought you didn't think that we explored it already, which is, like, fair.
Bridge. You're on a covered bridge that spans the Festeren River. A sign hangs on an arch overhead.
Read sign.
Leaving Festeren. Next time you're in town, visit our fun-filled pleasure wharf.
That sounds so sleazy, especially since there's a...
Hello, sailor.
Not only do we have a sleazy arcade by our pleasure wharf, we also have a dying seahorse.
That's the fun.
Watch as our dying seahorse slowly dies.
That might be a good name for a bar. Ah, we're going down dying to the dying seahorse.
Dying seahorse by the sleazy arcade.
Yeah.
Which we don't
actually
want to
that wouldn't be a bad name for a bar, huh?
Right?
It sounds like a dive bar, though. Yes. It sounds like a bar I would not want to go into.
Do we want to go north?
North of Bridge. This is the north side of the Festeren Bridge. Sheer cliff walls rise abruptly to the north and west. A path wanders east along the shore of the river.
Go west or east, one way or the other. This doesn't matter. North and west, yeah.
Cliff bottom. You're at the bottom of a cliff that rises up from the north bank of the river. A steep trail winds upward. A gnarled tree trunk stands nearby. A lone branch, its only adornment.
Okay, do we want to go west and west?
North of Bridge.
West?
Go west.
A cliff wall blocks your path.
Okay, go north.
Go north.
You just walked into a solid wall of stone.
Wait, wow. See that coming?
I thought it said we could go north.
We could go to another town, right? What happened?
Oh, sure. Oh, wall of the opposite.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we have cliff bottom and we have, that's it, right?
That rises.
We can't go north.
Can we go east again?
Cliff bottom. A gnarled tree trunk stands nearby. A lone branch, its only adornment.
Go east again?
Your path is blocked by a cliff wall.
Okay, go north.
A cliff wall blocks your path.
And just go south just to kill it.
You'd probably drown in the river if you went that way.
Go up?
The trail you're climbing is narrow and twisty. It's a good idea to draw a map as you go up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. You can rate and review this show anywhere fine podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video. Subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on social media at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is. And Adapt It, where we explore adaptations in various forms. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,